photos of the exhibit Calling Michigan Home will be at the upcoming Kalamazoo Institute of Arts holiday sale. But for the last 2 months, they were here at the Kalamazoo Nature Center. The exhibit shows 10 different perspectives on Michigan's many landscapes. And when I say different, I mean different. Photographer Dave Jones, for example, takes close-up shots of tree bark and then mirrors the image in thirds to create something new.
The images themselves, after a while, when you work with them, they almost take on a kind of mystical, religious-type motive. You see detail that you'd never know, detail and color that you don't normally see, like these very pale greenish blues that 5 feet away one would never see.
Nancy Guyano took photos of Michigan's wide open spaces with the horizon line centered in each one.
I love abstractions as well, and I get carried away with line and where your eye travels with the line, and I do with open space and viewing the horizon, which is one of the reasons I love northern New Mexico, because there's such an expansiveness.
Some artists photographed places in Michigan that we tend to forget. Stacy Kuricki took shots of lesser-known places in Kalamazoo, like the Folk Art Park near the corner of Almena Drive and West Main.
This artist has created all of these things just out of odds and ends. And this is just a figure that's in that park. And a lot of people go by there and they've never noticed or seen that that is there. And the point of these pictures was to stop and take a look at what you go past every day. Take a notice of the things that you see every day.
My name is Corinne Satterley, and I work at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts as the darkroom technician. My images are of South Haven. Normally you think of South Haven as a destination vacation day trip for the beach. But recently we've been wandering around and examining the ravines, me and my family. There's a whole water system of the ravines from the Black River that go out to Lake Michigan, and they're all through South Haven, and they're beautiful.
In the heart of downtown Kalamazoo, Mary Whalen captured the quiet spots on the Kalamazoo River.
It's really beautiful, and it's in its scrubbiness in a way, and that was part of the time of year I wanted to photograph it, especially is in the spring and late fall, where you could actually see it. And it does have a pretty sordid history with the paper mills and all the gunk that's in it, but it perseveres.
The exhibit spans different styles and locations, but also different ways of developing film. Laurie Pruitt makes gum bichromate prints, one of the first types of color photographs.
You build up layers in a gum bichromate print. So you're doing multiple exposures, and each exposure might have a different color of pigment. So the final result is that the images look a little more like paintings.
Bob Shimon uses wet plate collodion, which is the process that came out just before the tintype. But he also found he can use his iPhone to get the same effect.
And I use a little app called the Hipstamatic, which actually makes your modern digital images look sort of like a 19th century wet plate image. And it's sort of an interesting, in a way, full circle of technology.
Photos in the exhibit Calling Michigan Home will be at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts holiday sale next weekend.